one of the criticisms I've received over the years, as I've delivered information from the book, His Name is Yahweh, is that paying too much attention to the name Yahweh is legalistic. There's no question that we as Christians can be legalistic. And we don't always pay enough attention to the importance of grace in the lives of believers. We should, because it's by grace that any of us have been saved. And all of us have sinned. Here's my problem with the idea, the notion, that it's legalistic to pay too much attention to the name Yahweh. The Bible is so clear about the importance of the name Yahweh that it is absolutely unbelievable. There's not a more powerful message in the Scriptures than the fact that there is one God and His name is Yahweh. That Yahweh is our Savior, that Yahweh is our Redeemer, and that Yahweh is our only God. The problem is that His name has been edited out of the Scriptures. And so when people look at the Bible, they see the words Lord and God in capital letters, all the letters in capitalized. And they don't realize, many of them, that that's where the name Yahweh should be. So they really don't know His name is Yahweh. So when someone brings it to their attention that the name Yahweh belongs here, where these words Lord and God are presented in all capital letters, when someone tells them that's where the name Yahweh belongs, it's so different than what they've learned growing up that they try to excuse their what they've done all along, to rationalize so that they can feel good about not changing their ways. The problem with that is that this information is not new information. This information is as old as the Bible itself. This is what the message was from the very beginning. It didn't happen until much later that the words Lord and God were substituted for the name Yahweh. In fact, the Jewish people substituted the words Adonai and Hashem for the name Yahweh. So Lord and God came about in 1611 A.D. That's recent in a biblical sense. Here's a question for you. How can it be legalistic to simply point out what the Bible says repeatedly? It can't be legalistic to say that the Bible says we have one God, His name is Yahweh, Yahweh is our Savior, Yahweh is our Redeemer, Yahweh is our only God. It's not legalistic to point out that the Bible says murder is wrong or that adultery is wrong. It would be legalistic to say someone enters heaven or earns the right to enter heaven by not committing adultery. That's legalistic. Or that somehow someone could earn the right to enter heaven because they call on the name Yahweh, because they pronounce the name Yahweh. That is simply not true either. Salvation is by grace through faith. There's no question about that. But faith in who? Faith in Yahweh. That's the message of the Scriptures. And people, it is simply not legalistic to point that out. I know that over the years I've become aware that some people just do not want to change what they've been doing all along. Any change seems to be problematic for them. Well, you better think about that. Because some change is necessary. And if you're not calling on God by name, His name, Yahweh, then you need to think about it, because you should. Why? Because He said we should. And it's as simple as that.